The largest and most comprehensive ghost conference the paranormal world has ever seen is coming to Gettysburg July 20th to 22nd, 2007, at the newly constructed Wyndham Gettysburg Hotel and Conference Center. At this supernatural summit will be close to 3,000 square feet of space where the paranormal community will come together to award excellence in the field of study, as well as establish standards and protocols in the science of supernatural research. Best-selling authors and paranormal presenters include John Zappas, Jeff Ballinger, Charles Adams III, Troy Taylor, and Vince Wilson. Special event co-host will be none other than Mark Nesbitt, author of the Ghost of Gettysburg series. Ghost Hunters, be prepared to shop the largest paranormal trade show with vendors of ghost hunting gear, authors and books, and other fascinating otherworldly goods. Register for one of the intensive workshops. Take a ghost tour with Mark Nesbitt aboard a train or tune into the dead with Kelly Weaver, psychic medium. All details on the Ghost World Conference website at www.ghostworldconference.com. Register online at the site with PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, or e-check. Group discounts available for groups of 10 or more. Please email info@ghostworldconference.com for details. All sales are final. Ghost World Conference is a production of Ghost World LLC and sponsorship by X-Zone Radio.
Zoinks! Like, we're not going to go there, right, Scoob? No way!
Why do I get sick? How can I live a more balanced and whole life? These are just a few of the questions explored each week by naturopath, medical intuitive, and clairvoyant Dr. Rita Louise on Just Energy Radio. Explore your possibilities every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us at JustEnergyRadio.com.
You are listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
It is time for you as the Ghostly Talk Army to start listening live again like we were talking about.
And you'll
we've been easy on you guys for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But you'll be able to now. Now you'll you're not going to be tied to the computer anymore. You don't have to listen via the computer or although, you know, Ghostly Talk does go out on several fine stations throughout the country.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, those of course, if you're lucky enough to be listening to Ghostly Talk in your car on the radio, that's phenomenal.
Yeah,
but
it's
you know, dotted throughout the country. Even we don't have a map, so
we don't.
We just hear about it every so often.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah. So if you don't get it in your car, and on the road, you can always now, hopefully, if this works out very well.
It seems to be working just fine for everybody.
Yeah, you'll be able
except
to,
for the back of my head.
Right.
Yeah.
You'll be able to dial in via your cell phone or VoIP line or whatever you happen to have at hand.
Yeah, big step here.
Area code 605-475-8590. And then, of course, when they ask for a conference number, it is 555-1081.
Give them that one more time, Doug. Just give it to them one more time, nice and slow and sexy.
I will try.
Oh, God.
The Ghostly Talk listener line is area code 605-475-8590. Conference ID 555-1081.
And when you're logged into that...
You sounded like a computer.
when you're logged into that, if you do want to talk to us, when we're in the midst of whatever we're doing here, talking to guests or whatever it may be, you just push 1-1 on your cell phone or your phone or whatever it may be, 1-1. That'll raise your hand. Our operators will see that. They'll throw a rock to us attached with a note on it, and we'll be able to pick you up and talk to you live on the air. That is the new direction, what we're doing here with Ghostly Talk. It is, like I said before, we've been easy on you guys. You've been getting all these fun podcasts every Monday morning when you get up, and now we want you guys to be joining in a little bit more. We're taking the show in a new direction, and we're really excited about it, too.
Right.
It'll be a lot of fun.
One interesting thing, though, when you're listening on the caller line, and you can call in and listen, you can call in and raise your hand to participate.
Oh, yeah.
You can
do
whatever you want. You can listen to the whole show as long as your battery can hold out on your cell phone.
Yeah.
The one thing is, though, our breaks, you will not hear our breaks. Our breaks.
No, we'll go silent on that.
Yeah, we have to go silent on the break.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we come back, we rejoin back in, and you can hear us again.
Yeah, and that may be something we're going to work out, too. We're actually going
to work on it. We'll
we're working on that, see if we can fix that.
So right now, it's working. I don't know if I want to break it, but, but it's the one thing that's working.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll also be able to hopefully chat with guests as well, because
do
get some pretty interesting guests, and I can't think of every question everybody wants to hear. So.
No, I'd like to have some guests join in now and grill them like we grill them so hard.
Right.
We're feared all over the world. It's hard to get guests nowadays. They're really scared of us because they're like, man, you guys are just too heavy on us.
Yeah.
And we just cannot handle that. So, you know, I'll go on somebody else's show. I'll go on Coast to Coast AM. They're a lot nicer to me over there.
It's hard to get on Coast to Coast AM.
Do we want to do this thing right now? Do we want to do the unveiling right now?
We could.
Well, okay. I guess let's. It'll take. It's about 7 minutes long. Seven and a half minutes long.
Yeah.
And I guess I should give a little history before we go into this. There's two of these that have been done in the past. One was done in early 2005, I think, and one was done in late 2005. I didn't do one for a whole year and a half. And people out there who've been listening to Ghostly Talk for a while know that I've written a series, which I'm slated to write some more, too. I just got to get around to doing it, of guides. We call guides into, you know, how to start a ghost hunting group, how to join one, namely tonight, how to conduct a ghost hunting tour, right? These are obviously before, and there's a disclaimer on there too. I have to put it on there so nobody sues me. It's fun. It's for fun. We're not singling anybody out. We're not pointing anybody out. We're not doing anything like that at all. It's all in good fun. It's all for entertainment and satirical purposes only, all right? What I'm going to do, again, along with the archive tonight, along with all of the presentations from last weekend at the Haunted America. Oh, God.
This is the best bargain in the paranormal.
Along with 10 hours of audio there and then 3 hours of audio from tonight, I'm going to also repost all 3 of my guides that I've done in audio form.
Which are hysterical.
Yeah.
They're fun stuff. I had a good time doing them. I'm going to repost those so they're up current with the latest shows and stuff like that. They are posted. The first 2 of them are posted back somewhere in 2005. Why trouble you guys with that? Just go ahead and we'll put it up there in 2007 with the latest archives. So you're going to have, like, hours and hours of stuff to listen to this week. I don't know any show out there that can give you that much media for absolutely free. I mean, we're not trying to sell you anything here. It's just this is what we do. This is fun, and I'm happy to put it up there for you.
Right. One thing that I hope the tapings of people at the conferences will do. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that that's going to infuse people with the desire to go to these things live.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because I can't tell you what a charge and how much you learn, what a charge it is and how much you learn.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fantastic time at these things. And I know I keep harping on it, but I have to say, the conferences, conventions, festivals, things like that, I've really, really found that I like them.
And they are a lot of fun.
Everybody.
So, yeah, what we're going to do right now then, with this time we have to kind of goof around, we got people kind of listening to the show on the phone line, enjoying it. Unfortunately, when I play this, though, we're going to have to pull those people out again.
No, we can leave them on. We'll just take us out of sub one because we don't need to. We're not going to be talking to each other during it, right?
No, not at all. So we can let them hear it then.
Yeah.
We'll just pull ourselves out completely then.
Yeah.
That'll work, too. So this is... should I give a big... Actually, I need you to do it, Doug. I want you to give me a big presentation here. I want fireworks. I want every... Actually, do it sexy if you want, Doug. I don't care.
Oh, Christ.
An intro to your intro or to your guide?
Yeah, why not? Go ahead.
Coming up, Scott L's guide. I don't even know
to conducting a ghost tour.
Oh, thank you. Coming up, Scott L's guide, how to conduct a ghost tour by Scott L., co-host of Ghostly Talk.
Please note, this article written by Scott L. of Ghostly Talk in 2004 was intended for satirical and entertainment purposes only within the paranormal community.
Welcome to Scott L.'s Guide to Conducting Your Very Own Ghost Tour.
Okay, once you have solidified the personnel within your ghost hunting group by keeping one together for more than a week, you are going to need to find a means to generate income in order to finance your operations. Ghost hunting is an expensive hobby, and it gets even more expensive when you promise t-shirts to your group with the club's sterling silver-laced logo on the back, with each member's name sewn on the front of them with real purebred stallion horsehair, for example. A real profitable and reliable method to generate income for your ghost hunting group will be to take one of the theoretically haunted highway rest stops, public bathrooms, mobile homes, or topless bars that you have investigated for paranormal activity, and for a small fee, take the, what we call in the business, people who don't know squat on a tour of the area. This will help you accomplish 3 things. Make you an easy ton of money. Increase your spending power in the paranormal community. And most importantly, raise your paranormal profit margin with the most minimal effort possible. There are other positives less sophisticated people have noted, like learning stuff on these tours and collecting evidence. But who is here to learn anyway, right? 1. The first thing you are going to need to do is pick the most haunted area that you know of to have your tours. That could be a tough decision, though, so I suggest talking it out with your group members to get their opinion.
Where should we have the ghost tour?
How about the Indian burial ground up the road that you pissed on while you were reciting lines from the Necronomicon last week?
Shut up! Did I ask you to talk?
How about at the old abandoned barn where you tried to that ugly crack whore from the bar the other night?
I don't remember asking for your opinion! I got it. We'll use the old cemetery. You know, the one next to the nuclear energy plant, a couple miles down the road. It's really close. Those biohazard signs they posted up all over the place, they're BS anyways.
Good work! you got over the tallest hurdle. The next thing you will need to do is develop a pricing plan for your tour. There are a few things to figure into this, so take your time with it. Here are a few examples of things you will need to take into account. A. Gas for your mom's van to transport all of your guests from the rendezvous to the haunted area. Seeing that the place that you picked out in this situation is only a couple miles away, we can say at a price of 35 cents a mile, you will be blowing around $1.40 on each ghost tour round trip. B. It would be smart to purchase a small hazard insurance policy for the safety of your patrons, but it would be cheaper to just bury them out there if they get hurt or killed, so forget it. C. Most ghost tours have hot chocolate and cookies before and after the tour, but you found a good deal on Slim Jims and were able to secure a metric ton of them for only 50 cents. So let's break this down, shall we? $1.40 per round trip for gas, $0 for hazard insurance, and finally, just to get some numbers going, a little math if I may. 50 cents divided by 1 metric ton, which equals 2,200 pounds, equals 2.3 pieces of Slim Jim per tour for the patrons to fight over at an assigned, and I stress the word assigned, value of 3 cents. That totals out to $1.43 per trip, with the standard markup of 2,500%, would equal to $35.75 per person per tour. There you go. Wasn't that easy? 2. The next thing you need to do is put together a good promotions campaign in order to attract attention to your little one-night adventures. There are a variety of ways you can advertise, such as buying ad space in publications like the Phenomena News, or the world-renowned, groundbreaking, brilliant, awe-inspiring, arousing, genius, mind-numbing, and worship paranormal talk show called Ghostly Talk. The guys from Ghostly Talk are total suckers, too. They advertise tons of stuff free of charge on their site, all for the reason of, get this, helping the paranormal community. So obviously, you're better off finding suckers like Ghostly Talk, whether you have to threaten them with public sodomizing for advertising space or not, because advertising space can be quite expensive. And seeing that you've already maxed out your mom's credit card, pawned everything your pregnant girlfriend owns, and have borrowed to the hilt from the members of your group, your options are limited. 3. Once you have executed the proper exploitation of your little event, you should have patrons lining up for miles. Your inbox should be over quota with PayPal donations. The local news station should be out in front of your house wanting an exclusive. Your snail mail should be delivered every day in a flatbed truck with envelopes stuffed full of checks and cash. Now, here is the part where you can just say forget it, run with all the money to some crack house, party all the money you made away for the next 2 weeks, and then go into hiding for the next year, which is likely. But let's just say you do not do that and decide to fulfill your obligation that you are responsible for. Put together small groups of people who sent in money of about 40 to 50 to meet at the rendezvous of your choice. Yeah, a number that will be easy to communicate with and control in a dark cemetery with no lighting whatsoever. Pile them into your mom's van, and when it gets too full, squeeze the remaining few patrons in with a plunger. After that, throw the 2.3 Slim Jims in once all the patrons are seated, or at least not screaming anymore. Once you arrive at the destination, inform your guests that you are there. There are a few rules that you should inform your guests of before you begin the tour. No punching, no biting, no kicking, and of course, no hallucinogenic drug consumption, at least until everyone gets back to the rendezvous. Make sure to point out spots as you walk through the area where violent and horrific atrocities have happened, real or not. For example,
this tree right in front of us is where Duncan Lyletta hung himself. He was in the midst of an intense autoerotic asphyxiation episode, and the chair slipped. His ghost is said to have been seen in front of this tree from time to time, humping it.
That should give everyone the heebie-jeebies to the point of wetting themselves, and then your job is easy. Now all your job is stopping every couple of minutes of the tour and saying, did you hear that? Or, did you see that? Or, I feel sick. After about a half an hour of this, pretty much everyone will be out for your mom's van chain smoking and telling each other that they felt like something went through them on the tour in between taking hits from the community joint. If the cops have not shown up by now, you may want to squeeze everyone back into your mom's van because a neighbor close by is probably calling the police to tell them they smell marijuana coming from the cemetery next to their house as we speak. drive everyone back to their rendezvous, and blow them off, even if they have pertinent questions concerning the tour, by informing them that last call at your favorite bar is in 10 minutes. Hope you enjoyed the tour!
Now that I have no friends left.
I'm still your friend.
Very well done. Very well done.
I know that's not what you were going for, but I'm still your friend.
Well, you know, I hope everybody enjoyed that. Again, I'm going to archive that tonight so you can download it and put it up on your thingy or your recorder thingy or whatever you call it.
An iPod.
Your toaster. Whatever.
Or your iPhone.
I have an iPhone.
I'm going to go out and buy five.
God, I am going to lose my mind
just
when I start seeing those.
Ghostly talk.
Well, iPhones?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want one. I don't want one. I'm going to lose my mind
either.
When I start seeing those people down there going, let me go to my iPhone right here and see if I have... Oh, look, I have the MP3 file right here for us to listen to at the meeting. Oh, let me see if I can... It'll make me a latte right here on the spot with a twist of lemon for you people. Yeah. No, thank you.
I was kidding. I'm not actually going to buy...
I certainly hope you're not.
Five of those.
Again, the caller in line is... What's the number again, Doug?
Oh, yeah, let me find it. I don't know.
605-475-8590. And then dial 555-1081.
And when you're on the line, if you want to raise your hand, we call it raising your hand here. You
raise
just push.
Oh,
that
my.
Was a commercial from the 70s, wasn't it?
If you're wanna, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to raise your hand, push 1-1 on your phone, and then we'll see. Our operators will see that.
Tie a note to a rock and throw it.
Yep.
So far, they've all hit Monty.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We've
set up the seating accordingly for that particular situation. Hope you enjoyed my little guide to ghost tours. It was a labor of love. Spent the whole this past week has been nothing but recording all week long.
It came up very well.
To do stuff like that, I admire the people that are professionally do that stuff now because it's a ton of work.
Can you imagine doing that in video?
Oh, God. It's got to be insane.
It would be...
Well, the last couple ones I've done, I've just more or less done voiceovers, you know, did a little editing here, made it sound cool.
I had
people coming in doing lines
actors.
And getting, telling them what their motivation was. I mean, literally, like, okay.
Of course, he doesn't ask us to help.
Okay, I'll explain that because I knew that you were going to bitch about it. So I'll tell you that. I figured let's get some people from the outside. Like, you know, we had some, like Jonathan was there,
yep.
Right? Yeah, Jesus was there.
Yeah,
Tina was there.
You could not disguise Fat Jesus if you tried to.
When I thought of like some angry, you know, idiot who does not belong as a head of a ghost hunting group, I was like, that's Tim. No, Tim knows that. Oh, there's a rock.
It hit Bonnie again.
Okay.
You arranged the studio perfectly.
Let me get this piece of paper off here. Okay. caller from 716 area code, you are on the line. Talk dirty to me, baby.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jimmy from NF Paranormal. Yes, Niagara Falls Paranormal.
Well, thanks for coming out.
Niagara Falls Paranormal. Do you know, Jim, here's the cool thing. When I was in Bloodtavia. New York.
Oh, Jesus.
I know, this is going really, really insane. When I was in Bloodtavia, New York, one of the things that we did, it was a dark and stormy night. Well, okay, it was snowing.
Okay.
And, We hopped in the car because we were at the paranormal convention up there, right?
Supernatural Summit 2007.
Supernatural Summit 2007. So we're up there.
We saw those guys last weekend at Haunted America,
yes, we
too.
Did.
Great group.
So we went to, we ended up going to this, like, Riverside Park outside the falls. We actually, like, hopped in the car at midnight and drove to this park outside the falls where evidently some Indian, ghosts of Indians or something are supposed to be seen, or where there was an Indian massacre or mm-hmm. something.
Hey, Jim. Wait here. Jim, ask me what I was doing, though.
Yeah, what were you doing?
Partying with our T-shirt model, and then I went straight to bed. Okay, Doug, go ahead.
That's awesome.
go right
ahead. So we went out there in the snow and cold and rain, and we looked for these, you know, Indian ghosts and didn't see any.
Mm-hmm.
What's the legend about that place? Why did we go there?
I'd be totally honest with you. I never even heard of it until you told me now.
Great. Well, it was on the internet, so it must be true.
Well,
obviously,
yeah.
It has to be.
I don't know. Well, actually it wasn't, you know, Niagara Falls. It was Buffalo. It was like right across the street
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's this it's this park, and there's supposed to be this Indian massacre that happened there, and so we're, I don't know, we were there, and we ghost hunted. Well, then again, we were with, Gowan of GHI, so it was more like a... more like a theatrical performance, but we did, you know, we were there. We were physically there checking out this haunt. And what other, where should we have gone with just one scant evening in Batavia? Where should we have gone?
Well, Batavia, or like Niagara Falls area, I can tell you a lot of stuff. Batavia, of course, you know, you got, in that area, you got this, like, Rolling Hills, the same asylum out there, of course, in that area. But Niagara Falls, there's a few places, let me think here. Of course, Niagara Falls itself is supposed to be haunted. All the people that jumped over, you know, they always say Niagara Falls would be a good spot for a haunt. Most of the spots that we go to are either in Lewiston, New York, or Youngstown, New York. A lot of our house calls come from there. Mm-hmm. Youngstown and Lewiston was big on the War of 1812 when Fort Niagara was in Youngstown. And the whole plague went through Lewiston and Youngstown, too. So a lot of haunts. We just had a case a few weeks ago. It was the first doctor's office in Youngstown, New York. And it was a 150-year-old house. It was a really cool place.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady moved into it, and her daughter had a hard time sleeping. And she was kind of curious if anything was in the home or not. And we ended up getting a few of EVPs. You know, one of them was saying, get out, you know, usual EVP stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a pretty creepy house, you know.
Niagara Falls. Was that the home of, well, was that the location of a couple of years, no wait, this may have been about 5 or 6 years ago. I was still in college. I remember we were sitting one night at the local pub by my campus, and we were watching the news, and some guy jumped off Niagara Falls about 6 years ago.
I think they do that pretty regularly.
So this guy did, like, but he survived it.
Twice.
Something like that.
Yeah. That's the same guy, yeah, that's the place.
They arrested the guy on the spot, of course, but, you know, big deal. He got arrested, he got out of jail, and he was on, like every talk show in the country for, like, the next week after that. I remember we just died. Like, we're like, this guy jumped off Niagara Falls and survived it, man. What guts on a guy like that?
I tell you, he said, I guess the story was, like, he was staying by the falls, and I guess a few white witnesses were like, oh, it's a good day to die, and he jumped over. He didn't die, though.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Kind of defeated his whole purpose there.
Yeah, he became famous. Went to jail for a little bit, but became famous.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Jim, unfortunately, we are down at the bottom of the hour here. We have to go to break, unfortunately. But, hey, you know what? Thanks for calling in, though. We really
appreciate it. Yes, Bonnie's methods are working. I love it.
Yeah, that was fun.
I do want you guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, yeah, we appreciate it. And you know what? Come up, call in again. We want to talk to you some more. Unfortunately, just kind of the logistics were a little off this time. But we'll get together again here on the show, and we'll talk some more. All right?
And, yeah, no problem. Real quick, if you guys are ever in the Falls area, let me know. We'll go some.
Sounds
that
great.
Sounds
please.
Awesome.
We'll take you up on that, Jim.
Thanks for calling in, right. Jim. Love you.
Hey, no problem. See you guys later.
Talk to you later, Jim. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, Jim emails a lot on Satan, on Satan's website over there.
Oh, yeah,
He's always letting us know. And he's a really cool guy, really cool guy. So thanks, Jim, for dropping in and letting us know.
You're the only one that reads those.
What's that? Well, yeah, because I have.
Yeah, I can't read those.
Oh,
I don't have the secret password.
Oh, excuse me.
I know you offered it to me. Anyway.
I don't have it either.
So I don't need it, believe me. I have one, and that's more than enough. Remember, our caller line is 605-475-8590,
mm-hmm.
and then when it asks for it, 555-1081, and feel free to listen. You can listen on the caller line, or you,
because
we got 300 lines coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Use them up. I'm paying for them. You might as well. And and you can listen to the whole show till your battery dies or whatever. And you can also interact via that line, because all you have to do is press 1-1 to raise your little hand, and mm-hmm. Our operators tie a note
your
to a rock.
Hand.
Yeah, and
hit me, apparently.
And hit Bonnie in the back of the head, where we then have the option of taking your call online.
Yeah.
Or call live. So, also, one thing, while you're on the listener line, it's dead air during our breaks. And we are going to break right now, so we're going to have a few minutes of dead air, and then we'll rejoin back.
We'll
don't
bring
forget,
you back in.
Don't forget, those of you not listening on the caller line, this is all independent music, right?
Yeah.
This is independent music, and I want people to give independent music a chance.
Good jams. We'll be right back.
¶¶ shaking the darker side of Paranormal Talk Radio. Look no further. Look at Y365.com. This is a Paranormal Radio Show, hosted by Tommy Golden, sponsored by Middle Tennessee Ghost Chasers. This is a Paranormal Radio Show talks about all things on the dark side of paranormal. So tune in live on Thursdays and Fridays from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. Central Time Zone.
How do I meditate? What is an aura, and how do I see one? How can I come to a sense of well-being physically and spiritually always? How can I remain in a state of absolute love, that soulful love felt and expressed from within the heart of the soul, or we may say unconditional love, bliss, peace, and spiritual oneness in life continuously? Dr. Patty Diamond, Lady Diamond, in co-creation with Spirit, shows you the path through the new book called Stepping into Spiritual Oneness, Spiritual Remembrance of the Soul Through Life Experience, available at Diamond Lady Publishing, www.diamondladypublishing.net.
Shadow Governments, Strange Rituals, New World
Shadow
Order.
Governments.
Buried treasures.
New
planetary mind
Military control.
Out there. It's a strange world.
Visit outthereradio.net for more information.
Far so good, I think.
And some people are listening to Ghostly Talk with your host, Doug and Scott L.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Via
man.
The telephone.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is actually pretty cool.
I'm really excited about this. We didn't know how this is going to work out tonight, but so far, we've been having a riot with this thing, so.
Yeah. I love it. Some people have dialed 605-475-8590, and then when prompted, they entered. They entered 555-1081 and got on the listener line, which of course you're free to camp out and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you press 1-1 while you're on there, it'll raise your little hand, and then our operators will fill in a little form, attach to a rock, and throw it. And Bonnie actually missed this last one.
She ducked this one, thank goodness. So we do have somebody on the line. Let's see who we got going here. Listener from the 317 area code, talk dirty to us, baby. Hello.
Who's this thing on?
Shawnee Lee. I love you.
Hi, Shawnee. I recognize
you.
It's the ghost man, Sean B.
Oh.
It is the ghost man, Sean B. What's going on, guys?
Yes, Sean B. from our rival show, Ghost Man.
Our lover show. Hey, you weren't saying that, Scott, when we were under the covers last week.
I was saying a lot of things last week, guys. Don't remember.
Well, listen, man.
Yeah.
I had to call in because I heard sleeping with naked supermodels and using mind-altering drugs. I said, excuse my God, I got to call into this show.
We do it all here. That's the reason we've lasted so long is we've been able, like Lemmy Kilmister from Motorhead, we just keep going. We don't stop.
Right.
No matter how much abuse we put on ourselves, we just keep going. So,
because yes. You guys are rocking and rolling, baby.
We're having a good time tonight. This is something new for us. Well, it's new again.
Yeah,
I should say.
It's fun.
It's fun to take calls like this again and talk to people and talk to wonderful people like yourself and see how things are going over on your neck of the woods. So, speaking of which, how is everything going with the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show?
Oh, hey, GD show, we're right there below Ghostly Talk.
Whatever.
And that's where we're happy. You see what I'm saying? But we're doing good, guys, and we just want to call in and show some love to you guys because you got to remember your roots, and we came from you guys. And And got to call back and get the roots, man. You guys are still happening, still cracking out the jokes and the one-liners, keeping it going and keeping it fresh.
Well, I hope
and
people
the
ghost are
man like that.
Well, I hope we're making people think still, and we're introducing some interesting subjects to people. Maybe not tonight, but usually that's what we're doing. It's a different night tonight. I mean, that's what I hope we're still doing.
Yeah, tonight's a different kind of show because we get to mess with the phone line a bit and talk to really cool people like yourself and have folks experiment with the phone line. But also we're going to talk to Tamara Thorne coming
up.
Yeah,
coming up here pretty soon.
You guys just talked to Mark and Mark, didn't you?
We did. We had Mark and Mark from Weird US on the History Channel. They were on last Sunday. That was hot.
Oh, those guys are awesome, too.
They are absolutely amazing.
I can't wait to meet them in a couple of weeks. Finally. You guys met them.
I've met them.
Yeah.
Well, you got to talk to them.
I talked to them at the Mothman Festival.
But 2004. They were working.
Wow. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
they were working.
Nuts, man. They're crazy. They love what they do, and they're having fun doing it. I'm so jealous. That's what I wanted to do, you know. But I'm doing it. I got, like you guys, we got the podcast going. We're talking about what we love, and every Sunday night we get our groove on, baby. Our paranormal groove. hey, real quick, guys, for the show, for this, it won't be a total waste of me calling in Blob, and I had a quick fact for you. You want to hear it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I lost it now. Hold on. Okay. Did you guys know that none of the witches sentenced to death during the Salem witch trials were burned at the stake? In fact, all but one were hanged. Giles Corey was pressed to death. Burning was a European practice and not something that was practiced over here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was kind of a cool little fact there because everybody thought, you know, oh, we're going to have us a witch burning. It's a witch hunt. But nobody got burnt.
Well, that's a common phrase nowadays for some people. I know every once in a while if I do something wrong and somebody gives me a hard time about it, I'm like, okay, take me out front and burn me at the stake then, okay? I mean, I say that all the time. And now you're telling us, I mean,
Don't say it to me. I'll do it.
Okay, all right. Well, and you're saying, Sean, that wasn't a common practice, actually. The majority of them were hung.
All of them.
It was not.
He's saying that none of them were burned.
Wow.
Is what he was saying.
Well, I got some facts for you, actually, Sean. I'm glad that you – it's funny that you came on when you did because I want to get this out before we get Tamara on the phone.
A couple weeks. She's hot. You know you got to boot me for her.
Well, no, a couple weeks ago we had Guy Jackson on, a gentleman named Guy Jackson. And he sent me a packet of really cool stuff, some CDs, all types of stuff on Spiricom. I know, Sean, you've delved into this greatly over the last couple of years yourself, so I think you might find this interesting.
I loved it.
One of the things we talked about when we had Guy on the show was that he sent me this package, and one of the CDs that was in there, it was called the Harold Sherman Archives, and it had an excerpt by this gentleman named Harold Sherman. And then there was another excerpt by a man named Dr. Rivers. I think I forgot his name. Dr. David Rivers, I want to say. And they were spoken, they were more or less just discourses, spoken word types things, where they presented information that were not completely in favor of the authenticity of Spiricom. Now, that aside, I said on the air a couple weeks ago, I'm like, I'm going to follow this up because guys like, I'm like, I want to find out where these archives came from because I'd like to post these audio archives up on the Ghostly Talk site like we posted the Spiricom stuff up so many years ago, right? We had the blessing from Mark Macy to do that. It's the only reason we did that is because Mark Macy gave us the permission. He sent me a tape and I captured it first run and put it up. And that was with Mark Macy's blessing. And I wanted to get,
and that's the original Spiricom tape.
The original tape, yeah.
Yeah, that they had put out as publicity kind of thing.
Now, I wanted to do the same thing with these Harold Sherman archives, too. I said on the air that I was going to follow this up. And it was a couple weeks ago. I know, guys, it's been kind of crazy. But I did follow this up last week. What I did is the first thing is I actually contacted the University of Central Arkansas, talked to a really friendly young lady named Christina, and I couldn't believe how fast these people were. Usually you call archives offices, it's like, it's kind of the same thing as calling like technical service for like, you know, a large computer company. They don't really care about what you want to do, right?
Uh-huh.
But she was like, Mr. Lambert, I'll go through this right now and I'll call you right back. 10 minutes later, my phone's ringing, and she's like, I found some stuff here. I didn't really find any audio tapes or anything like that, but I did find some stuff from the Harold Sherman Archives. I'd be happy to scan these for you, put them as a PDF file, and email it over to you right away. Just give me an email address. I'm like, Well, okay, Christina, no problem at all. So I'm like, all right, whatever. A couple minutes later, I check my inbox. Whammo, there is the file. Unfortunately, what she sent me was basically all it was the beginning of the Spiricom manual. Okay? We've all seen that. We've all seen that. If you go to worlditc.org, it's all up there for you to download free of charge.
Right.
But the thing that's cool, what I want to do, it's interesting because it is labeled Harold Sherman Archives, University of Central Arkansas. So what I'm going to do is along with tonight's archive, along with all the captures, all of our recordings from the Haunted America Conference last weekend, along with all of my guides, my audio guides, I am going to just for fun. It isn't really anything groundbreaking or anything like that, but I thought it'd be interesting for people to check out. I already have it up on the server, this file. I'm going to put this up for people to download also. Like I said, it's nothing groundbreaking. It's just the beginning of, it's just the first couple pages of the Spiricom manual, but it is labeled from the University of Central Arkansas. So more or less, it's just me proving that I did what I said I was going to do.
Excellent.
Right.
So I did follow that up. It's still interesting. I mean, people can check it out. I'll put it up for people to download and check out.
But we still don't have permission to post the audio excerpt.
I'm still working on that.
Okay. That's fine.
The reason I'm saying is I got a couple emails on this. About
permission.
Hey, what's that?
We don't need no stinking permission. Hey, I know you guys got to run, right?
No, Sean, don't go anywhere.
No, we're cool.
No, that's just I wanted to get that out. I am still working on this. I'm going to keep following this up. Like I said, I just got a few emails going, hey, dude, why hasn't anything happened yet? You're not moving fast enough. I'm like, well, okay, I'm sorry. I have these things going on in my life. Sorry. But I did do that part. Give me some more time. I hope I can get these things up because they are phenomenal pieces of work.
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah,
anything with ITC, I'm in, man.
Yeah, and it's all interesting stuff. And again, just following on that, I told you earlier in the show tonight, Doug, that I had a couple conversations with Dr. Rourke. I will be calling you again, Dr. Rourke. I'm sorry, I haven't been able to call him yet again. And we got some things on the cooker because see, Dr. Rourke had an email address that he hasn't checked in a while.
Yeah,
and right. I sent him all these emails. Like he was supposed to be on with that original show we had back a while with Mark Macy and Marcus Leader.
Exactly.
But I never heard from him, so I'm like, well, okay, he must be really busy right now. So he actually checked his email address this week, and I got a flood of replies from him going, my God, did I blow it? My God, I'm such an idiot. I want to do a show right away. Let's hook this thing up. I want to come on the air. But we also have a few other people that do some work in this that we're collaborating with all over the place. Dr. Rourke's collaborating with. And we're going to be setting up some other shows, like kind of the same vein as Marcus Leader. And Mark Macy. Yeah, to Marcus Macy.
Of course.
We're just going to combine them now.
Right.
Leader's a cool cat. He knows his stuff. And, Mark Macy. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. So we're Dr. Rourke's going to be back in the mix, though, again on this. He's been kind of out of it. He's been doing stuff. But we're going to be bringing him back to talk some more about this. If you don't know.
Now,
go ahead, Sean. Go ahead.
Well, I just got to say, not to change the subject at all, but there is something that's on my mind, Scotty, and Bonnie. There's something circulating out there, and I'm kind of scared, actually. I got my windows drawn right now. There's a thing called the Paranormal Mafia. Have you guys heard about this?
What's this all about?
We have indeed heard a little bit. I've heard the similar stories that you've been hearing.
Well, I've heard the name. That's all I've heard, so I need to be educated a little bit more. I probably have.
That's all I've heard, but they got a MySpace page and everything, and these cats are nuts. They're taking the paranormal world by storm. They're going out to the haunted places. They want you to actually send in where you want them to go, the places other people can't go because you're stuck at work or you got the kids, whatever. They want you to tell them where to go, and these folks are going to go, and they're going to Tommy gun it out, right? They're going to take it out in style. They're going to research the heck out of this place. They're going to find out what's going on, and they're going to give you a full report. So they're taking a hit. See, they're taking a hit on the paranormal community. So I thought, me, with my little radio show, right? They'll start with me first and then work up the ghostly talk. I'm concerned, Scott. I'm concerned. I'm not getting much sleep.
Fortunately,
I don't want to get hit.
We haven't been visit. Oh, I think hit has a different connotation in that case. But I think that, I'm glad we have not been visited by the family yet.
I know. I heard Dougie was already marked. Now, Scott, well, you're still safe.
I'm
not a marked man yet.
I do know that I must be on their radar because they did a Satan's Face invitation and of course you have to accept. It's an invitation you cannot refuse.
Mm.
So I
think we all got one. Oh, I got one too.
God. I approved that one right away.
That was unbelievable. Though.
Yeah, and so I did. I approved that, and so I know I'm on the radar. I'm a little scared about that.
Yeah,
part,
yeah.
But.
But okay. Listen, I love you guys, so I just want to get that out there, because if anybody steps on anybody's toes out there in the paranormal community, just there could be repercussions at this point.
Evidently.
I have to, I'm going to have to check
now
this
we're
out.
We're going to have to look over our shoulders.
Now,
all the time.
I wonder, do we have any type of web address we can direct people
who
to
these
to this?
People are? That's what I want to know.
Like, okay,
like
there's
MySpace.
Well, yeah, I mean,
slash
let's,
paranormal
let's assume they have a MySpace page, because everybody does, or I'm sorry, Satan's website page. So do we have anything, Bonnie, or any of our operators back there working diligently? Do we have a
there
web address?
Actually is. Bonnie. If you go to ParanormalMafia.com, there actually is a page.
Oh, there's a
they
have a website. They have
yes.
ParanormalMafia.com.
Apparently, they're busy and they haven't done anything to it, but there is a page.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't want to rag on them.
Well,
no, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, I like my body minus the extra holes. I only have a few.
I like all my limbs. I am attached to all four limbs. And,
okay,
well, you know, I love you guys like family, so I just wanted to get that out there. That way you won't be sleeping with horse heads. Nothing like that. I'd like to keep you guys along for a long time, you know.
No, that well, thank you.
I got your back, Sean.
We appreciate you looking out for us and horse heads.
Hey, well, you... You get that hot chick on the phone, and I'll let you guys go, and you don't go changing because I love you, baby.
Oh, well,
we love you too,
so
Sean.
We appreciate it, Sean. We'll talk to you later, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, yeah, anyways, the SpiritCon thing. I'm Paranormal Mafia. No, I want to make sure we got that out and let you, it'll be going up tonight with the archive. I'm going to put it up somewhere. I'll make sure it's easy to get to. You'll be able to download this little document. It's a PDF document sent directly to me. From the people, the archive people. Are
marked. Harold Sherman Collection.
Harold Sherman Archives from the University of Central Arkansas. I'm going to keep following this up because I really want to get this audio up on the site for people to download. It's so cool.
Excellent.
And I love listening to it.
So things are happening on the ITC front.
There's things going on there as far as people doing research and stuff. There are some other things, too. I don't want to let any cats out of the bag yet, but like I said, Dr. Rourke and I have been doing a lot of talking this week, and there's been a few emails that have come into us that we had to get over to him, so to say, for some more collaboration.
Excellent.
So that's why I'm saying we're going to be doing a lot more stuff here down the road with ITC, I think, through the summer.
I hope so, because that's one of the most promising fields that that I've run into.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we got that thing out. Okay, yeah, and the last thing, because we have to go to break here pretty soon, unfortunately. But we do have this one last thing.
We wanted to talk about the T-shirt stickers and buttons that we have.
We're finally in the merchandising business, I guess.
Well, actually, you know what I did just this a couple of days ago?
What's that?
You know, one of the things that we have, we have requests. For every single time we go out and about into the community,
thongs.
No, business cards.
Just give me your card. Hang on, I want to call you.
Yeah, well, no, like I want your business card with your website and your.
We have those other ones.
The new ones.
Mentioned that. We're going to actually have business cards finally. Like nice ones and stuff.
I have ordered business cards.
Like gold plated.
We got
plastic.
Individual cards, Scott.
Oh, do we?
Uh huh.
With our names on there?
Uh huh.
Our phone numbers on there?
No.
Thank God.
You can write that on the back if you desire.
If I get enough crank calls already. Yeah.
I put your phone number on everyone.
Oh, really?
Of mine. So I'm going to piss people off and they're going to call you.
Oh, very nice. Thank you.
They're coming in on the 3rd, which is like 2 days from now whatever.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Well, no, we do have a new line of stuff. And you know, the thing is, it's so cheap, too. And this is literally, we sat down and said, okay, we're going to have these stickers and buttons made. How can we do this without really? We want to get rid of them first of all. But we don't want it to be a financial burden on people. We know it's kind of hard out there right now. But this money, first of all, the money that we get from this, it goes right back into the show.
And it's not much. We charge not even. Well, actually, we found out what the cost was per item. Then we rounded up to the nearest evenly divisible thing so that we didn't have to bring pennies and dimes.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, so it's not like we're, you know, gouging.
We don't have a business model here.
Right. There is no business model. These stickers and buttons, you're basically paying cost, and then we had to round up so that we didn't have to, like, give you, you know, 14 cents change every single time you
buy them. I'll be honest with you. It's easier than, like, anything. It's cheaper for you to buy them directly from us, like at a conference or if you see us or something like that where we're set up at. The only reason that it is for that is that, you know, we do have to pay shipping charges for these things, right?
Right.
And that's all you're paying for. Order away. We want you to order them from the website. But just notice that if you hear from, like, well, I only paid this much money for them when I met the guys. Well, yeah, because we didn't have to ship them out.
Right.
And that's with anything. So don't take it the wrong way, like we're gouging people on the website. No, it's just there's a shipping cost, especially with the way postal charges are going up nowadays. Don't take it the wrong way. I don't think I have to
there's
pay
actually
to send
like
you something. Right?
Lifetime stamps that you can buy now. That's how ridiculous the post office is getting.
Yeah.
That they have to offer lifetime stamps.
Yeah. But we're basically selling them at cost. We just, you know, went off the site. We just ask, you know, hey, just, you know, take care of the postage, you know, and we're good to go on that. So, you know, and the buttons, all the information's up on the site. Stickers are 50 cents a piece. Buttons are 50 cents a piece. No snappy deals. We're just, you know, here's what they are, a piece, very simple, right down the line. T-shirts have been there forever, but we do have the new line of T-shirts this year. We got the new
with
ones in a
James
few months
ago. James the Ghost on the back.
James the Ghost, our new...
He was very popular.
He is getting popular.
Everybody.
I'm so happy about that.
Everybody's
like, I have to have this T-shirt because it's got that ghost on the back.
And what do I tell people all the time about it? I'm like, it's the most two-dimensional thing.
It's not.
Everybody else is out there like doing flash designs and three-dimensional and all this, you know, holographic, whatever, kind of cool stuff. I'm like, we looked at this thing and said, this is what we're all about here. We're two-dimensional.
Yes,
we're lo-fi. We're real
that's
as they come, you know. And we think James, our little guy in the back of the shirt, screaming his head off into the microphone, the ghost.
Yeah.
Screaming in the mic is what we're all about.
It really does represent Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, it's really come down to that. We finally found ourselves a brand, I guess. So we're really excited about that, too. That stuff's all available, all the time, shipped out by yours truly.
Yes.
I take care. I got a stack of envelopes sitting there I got to send out tomorrow, and they go out. I take care of them myself. They go out as soon as I get the order in. I try to get them out as quick as possible. And people have been getting them really fast, too. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah.
So. I think we got everything in these 2 hours. God, this blew by, dude.
2 hours. This was the fastest 2 hours. Well, we got to play with our new toy, the call-in line.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, the telephone number for the call-in line is area code 605-475-8590.
Now, we're going to leave the call line up while we have Tamara on the phone, too. So you'll be able to call in while Tamara's on the line also, if you have any questions for Tamara when we have her on pretty soon.
Exactly. And that's the cool thing. It's interactive. When you dial 605-475-8590, it'll ask for a conference ID number,
mm-hmm.
and the ID number is 555-1081. And when you're actually on the conference line, you can stay there. You can
hang out.
You hang out, listen the entire show, hopefully every single show. Like, you don't have to be tied to your computer anymore.
Nope.
And
nope.
The thing is I'm hoping that to get more live listeners again because typically people download this as a podcast.
Yeah, and we're happy with that. We want people to keep doing that, but you know what? It's time for us to start redefining this show again.
Yeah.
Every couple of years, this show gets redefined. And this is, I think, that turning point. We're at the crossroads here, and we want you guys to come along with us.
More information is available at our website, www.ghostlytalk.com. So, coming up after this independent music break, which, by the way, callers on the listener line will not hear. You'll get dead air during the break. But coming up on this break is, of course, independent music. I want you to listen, enjoy independent music. When we get back, the mighty, the incredible, the
yummy.
The lady who has written how many books? What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
Did you say delicious or what?
Yummy.
Tamara's awesome. Okay. Tamara's awesome.
Tamara
Thorne. She's hilarious.
Tamara Thorne will be joining us.